This is Level 5 Radio with Joey and Adele. Welcome to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
Why don't we introduce ourselves?
After you, Joseph.
Okay. I'm Joey. I did another Pokemon podcast back in the day called WTPT for the five of you that have listened to that. I guess Pokemon Go has been my sort of reintroduction to Pokemon because I started to really become uninterested in the later games, Sun and Moon. I haven't even purchased this generation. Thinking about Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, not sure yet, though. Other than that, my personal life, I am an IT person for a nonprofit. I'm level 37, about halfway through level 37, and I'm Team Mystic. And let's see, my favorite Pokemon is probably Charmeleon, with a close runner-up being Ho-Oh, because I always use it as my mascot for my
projects. Yeah, only a slight club runner-up, huh?
Let's see, I've played Pokemon Go primarily in New York City, because that's where I'm based, but I've also gone to, the most exciting place was Japan. I went to go catch Farfetch'd there before it...
It's the only reason he went.
Before it became irrelevant. Not so region exclusive.
No.
What I find interesting, though, is also I've played in, like, some random places like West Virginia and, like, at different hotels and things like that.
Okay, up in the mountains.
And, yeah, what I noticed is it's very different, the spawns in areas like that. Mm. You'll have, like, a very dense area of spawns where, obviously, outside the hotel complex or something, you're not going to have really much of anything. But within that area, that hotel... 20 spawns just in one place.
I've experienced something similar to that in my travels. I know what you mean.
So, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
So I'm Adele. Currently I'm just a video editor on the side. That's how I make my money. I run another podcast on Mega Man Battle Network, but you know, that's here and there. If you can find it, good for you.
Yeah.
We're the only one out there, so I'm sure it won't be hard. I am level 35, about halfway through that. Team Valor, the only team that matters.
Sure.
Yeah, you know. My favorite Pokemon is Scizor, even though he's awful in this game right now because he doesn't have any good moves for him. Because Bug is bad.
Bug is bad.
Bug is bad.
Will Bug be good when any other Pokemon come out? From any other generations, do you think? I mean, Bug has always been kind of the throwaway type that you just get catch in the beginning of the game.
Maybe.
Are there any Bug legendaries?
No. Yeah, Genesect.
Genesect, sure.
Okay. That's it. But Genesect has, like, a good move, so it's... Whereas Bug Bite or Cross Scissor is your best bet for other bugs. It's just like, oh, man, these suck. But the most exciting place I've been in my travels is probably New Orleans, which is kind of sad comparatively, but that gives me access to Corsola.
There,
yeah. I get Corsola, at least. Yeah. But going
not low enough for
Heracross. No, right? No, Heracross is about a 5-hour drive.
That's only on the southern tip of Florida, I think. Within the
like Orlando down sort of deal.
48 states, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So, but going off of that, there was like that where I was visiting was more rural because I was visiting my parents.
Yeah,
and there's like a few gyms here and there, but. Like, you go to the Walmart, there's things everywhere.
Right, yeah, that's just like a very similar experience where there's not much going on, but in those hot spots, there's a ton.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how they try to, I guess they attempt to make up for...
It's a sell activity base, essentially. It's like, oh, everyone's at Walmart, everyone's at this restaurant. It's like, okay. But big things pop, like a Breloom just came up on me. I was like, oh.
Right. That's how, yeah, I remember early on in the game, I was at like a Walmart or something, and I caught a Raichu, and up until that point early on, there was not a lot of Pikachu spawns.
No, not at all.
So that was really exciting because I thought I was never going to get Raichu. And that was obviously before rare candies and the buddy system too. So
the archaic days.
Yeah. So why don't we talk a little bit about the idea behind this podcast before we go any further?
Okay.
So really the vision I had here was, to make an awesome Pokemon Go discussion podcast.
Yeah.
But also through the lens of people playing in New York City.
Right.
So it's not going to be focused exclusively on New York City. So hopefully people who are not here will still.
We hope you enjoy the tales of our adventures through. And, you know, weave a scenery for you.
I think most of the podcast will still be relevant for people outside of New York City. But we do want to talk about something specifically New York City related. For example, having this weather system, we could talk about weather. Mm. We could talk about specific nest locations and things like that. So that's kind of the idea. I thought it'd be fun to do something a little bit more focused location-wise, but...
I still say Niantic picked the worst time to put out a new generation, middle of winter.
Yes, yes, I completely agree with that. I think we're going to get pretty deep into that soon here.
For those who are wondering, we are not based in Manhattan. We work in Manhattan, we visit Manhattan often, but we're based in Brooklyn.
We raid in Manhattan. We live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, we catch everything down here unless we go to Central Park.
Because who does raids in Brooklyn?
I do level 1 and 2s.
Yeah, well, yeah, me too. I guess sometimes.
It's sad. You see like 5 Groudons off in the distance and you're like.
It's like, not going to get you, not going to get you.
Nobody's going
to
show up.
The first day or two of the raid system, I was able to do level 4 raids.
Really?
In the outer boroughs. Mm. People actually showed up and it was exciting. And also I think day one of legendary raids. So
definitely
came out as well. But beyond that, it's a sad scene.
It was the same in Astoria. Like as soon as Lugia and Articuno were out, people were driving around catching things. It was just like this group. It was nice, but it's not Manhattan. It's not, oh, hey, it's the Flatiron. Let's go. And there's
there's two raid groups at least just hanging out there.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk about what we've been up to in the game for the past like couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Gen 3 has been the big one. For me, I've been trying to, catch everything that was released and, get enough candies to evolve stuff, which is pretty standard. But also trying to hunt some shinies. I have not been successful at any shinies
so
neither.
Far.
It would be nice to get a nice shiny blue snow run.
Oh, every time I see him, I'm like, every time.
Yeah. I do lots of shiny checks on those too, but yeah.
As you should.
Just catching Gen 3 stuff. My most exciting development lately was hatching a Phoebus. I think it was from a 10K egg now that I remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've been walking my Phoebus to try to get it to up to 20 kilometers for buddy distance for...
it's a long way.
For Melodic.
That's like legendary right there, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, because Ho-Oh is 20 kilometers per
candy. Well, it's not per candy, though. It's just the 20 kilometers.
Right, but I'm saying like comparable.
Yeah, sure. But in terms of the candy, though, I'm not sure. I'm debating whether or not to just rare candy it up.
100. That's a lot of candy, dude.
Oh, not for Melodic.
Is
it's
not
100 for Melodic.
Who gets the 400?
It's Wailord.
Oh, that's right. Ugh.
All the water types have ridiculous amounts of...
Why 400 is not even good?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if it were actually good... I mean, I feel like this generation has a lot of sort of gimmicky things. Like
very.
The largest Pokemon, Wailord, or the highest CP Pokemon, Slakoth.
I'll give it this. It's got a lot of nice extra types added. Slaking, yeah. But, like, it's nice to have more fighting types. It's nice to have more... fairies, psychic, but at the same time, you're like, the fighting types don't compare to Machamp. The psychic types don't really compare to Alakazam unless you're like Gardevoir.
In a lot of cases, the water types don't really compare to. Well,
it's a shame.
Yeah.
Like, Melodic is, again, the poor man's Gyarados.
Right, exactly. And when Kyogre is released, though, that should really change that whole water type area.
People are going to be running out for that Solar Beam Groudon. To fight Kyogre with. It's like, here we go. What a bad idea.
But yeah, that's supposed to be the top water type attacker once that's released. Probably within a few weeks
now. Is it in the 4,000s?
I don't know about CP totals, but...
Because I know people speculate and they do the math and like, it's just like...
I do have a list of that somewhere. We should pull that up for the next episode. Cool. What have you been up to in the game?
Trying to just keep up with my dailies, honestly. It's been really slow.
Yeah.
Like, I know we're going to get into it, but the fact that it is winter and it is the north, as our listeners know, it's just a little too chilly to go on an adventure for too long.
And this is especially chilly for New York, and it's been chilly for an extended. Usually, it's like there's 1 week out of the winter that
it's really hard below
zero consistently, you know, or below to zero Celsius, below freezing. I mean, consistently for like a week or two, but then it stops. But it's been ongoing for like 2 or 3 weeks now.
Yeah, like the warmest it was.
And there's
like,
no end in sight.
It was like 45 is the warm. We're like, oh yeah, time to go raiding, and then it drops into the 20s. Right. I can't. So. I'm fortunate enough to like things spawn in my apartment. There's a gym around the corner. I can hit that. There's a park a couple blocks. So if I want to bundle up enough in all five layers, I'll go out and explore. But it's just been hard to keep up.
See, I have a Pokestop accessible for my apartment.
So I've seen.
But I don't have any spawn points, which is that I'd probably pick spawn points over the Pokestop.
Would you? Because, I mean, you can manipulate spawn points with a lure or something.
This is true, but most of the time it's not worth it to use lures. I usually wait for the six-hour events.
That's fair.
The last week I've been doing that.
Right.
It was just convenient because, yes, I have been too... It's been too cold to go outside. Yes. So.
Yeah.
For extended periods of time. I did take a few Pokewalks, actually, this week. And by the end of them, I was, like, probably borderline frostbite, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I tried to, I was like, oh, I'm just going to run around the corner and do this. I'm just going to throw on a light jet. Back inside. It's bad. But yeah, raids have been slow because of that. It's just.
Any exciting Gen 3 catches?
There was that delightful 97% Ralts that spawned right around the corner from me.
And you evolved it, didn't
you?
Oh,
yeah. I spent so much rare candy on that. I was like, it's got to go. We got to have it happen.
Nice. Did you actually power it up as well?
A little bit. But even with the boosted Stardust, so hard to keep up. You're like, oh, well, I'll just boost these four. I'm out of Stardust. And you didn't even reach the max you can for your level. So,
right. Annoying. So there's boosted Stardust. They're doing some interesting things. They're starting to sort of, you know, throw us a little bit of a bone when it comes to Stardust.
A little bit.
Because there's boosted Stardust for the weather.
Uh-huh.
There's boosted Stardust with the new item, the Star Pieces.
Delibird also gives more Stardust.
And Delibird gives more Stardust, which I've been going out of my way to catch all of those.
Are you keeping your Delibirds or are you going to toss them?
Well, there's no reason to keep them, really. Right,
I mean,
I'll keep a handful that are, you know, above 80%. But
that's what I'm concerned about. Like, is this an event only thing, or is Delibird just going to always be around when ice types can come out?
That's a good question. I don't know. Especially, I mean, I'll definitely hold on to a few regardless.
Right. Okay. So. Like, I've just been holding them. It's like I have too many to go through now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, mostly I've just been catching them for the Stardust at this point. I have a few that are above 80%, and that's all I really care about in terms of like keeping it in my box.
And even then, it's Delibird.
Yeah, even then, it's not really relevant to the meta at all, so.
That present and...
There's so many Pokemon in this game that are just completely irrelevant to the meta, but you have a sense of, you know, scarcity with them. All of the versions of Pikachu, so you feel like you have to keep it around, but really...
Well, you can't transform anyway.
You can. It just warns you, doesn't it? I'm pretty sure.
Or is it you can't mass transfer? I think that's what it is. You have to go through one.
Oh, I see. Yeah, now at least they changed. Yeah.
Oh, that's awful. But yeah, no, I still have like all my old ones. I have the Raichus and they're not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like, why do I still have these?
I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to convince yourself to transfer all of them.
The true questions of Pokemon Go. Why do I still have all this garbage?
Because they want you to pay for inventory.
Oh, see, the smart thing to do is just wait for each gen to come out, get your free 50. Yeah, there it is.
Right. how much does inventory cost?
200
coins? Yeah.
And it was on sale once, I think, last year for 100.
Oh, right. That was right after Gen 2 was released, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. They didn't do that again. They did give us a free 50, though.
They gave 50 last year, they gave us another 50 this year, but they didn't discount the storage.
Right. why don't we just go right into a discussion about Gen 3, and I guess we're kind of doing that already.
Yeah, it could be better. Moving on.
Let's see. What do you think about this second wave of Gen 2 so far? Or Gen 3, rather.
It's good. It's nice that I'm not just stuck on the same few Pokemon, but at the same time, it's like... You didn't have enough time to really hunt down all this Slackoss you wanted, all the, like maybe the Torchic and Treecko's, because now they're all getting bunched in with all these, 20 more, right? So we're up to 70 now?
Oh, I didn't look at the exact number, but it does feel like a decent amount more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about how they're releasing Gen 3.
Mm.
Like Gen 2, they released it pretty much all at once.
Yeah, that was a mess.
It was a mess, but it was also kind of exciting because you got to go out and like actually find different stuff.
What was your first Gen 2 Pokemon when it released?
I don't know. Probably like a...
You don't remember?
One of the... what's the squirrel one called again?
Squirrel one?
Yeah.
Centret?
One of those, yeah.
Oh, mine was Apom in Central Park. You know, it's just like walking
Where
around.
Were you in Gen 2?
I remember exactly. I was on 86th Street coming in from that side.
I was up east. I was near my apartment and it was freezing. And I froze my fingers off with the. Actually, I don't know if I even used a lucky egg, but I went and went to go catch a bunch of the spawns that I saw in there. So I was like, you know, I caught all the really the basic Gen 2. You know, early game Pokemon.
The garbage.
Yeah. But, you know, you spent the next few months catching cool stuff like Larvitar and whatever.
I think I caught one Larvitar and I hatched the rest of mine.
Yeah, I caught, I think, two ever, even though there was a ground type event that really just didn't affect our odds at all.
Nope.
Onyx. New York is not a really ground type hotspot, let's put it that way.
Yeah, our biomes are a little limited, right. Unfortunately. Like, yeah. There's a good amount of water, just some grass.
This is one of the reasons I do like the weather system.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, at least the direction they're heading in with it. But anyways, my larger point, though, is that when Gen 3 came out, I felt like it was the same 15 Pokemon that you see. And they're spawning at highly increased rates.
Yes.
Which is, I don't know. It's nice for a collector that wants to be able to get everything as quickly as possible, but it feels almost a little bit too easy.
I mean, early Sceptile.
Early Sceptile.
Yeah, that's the only good thing. Early Blaziken, that's all you can really say. Like, oh man, here we go. But other than that, no, I agree.
Because like, there's like an ice and water type event going on right now.
Yes.
I'm not even sure exactly. Like, so it is. The weird thing is I've seen like 800 million Spheal.
Yes.
But I haven't seen a single Phoebus except the one I hatched. I haven't seen a single Carvana.
I was lucky enough that one of the playgrounds between our places is a Carvana nest.
Okay.
Which nice. You should probably hit up if you want.
This is true. You have to let me know where that is. So, yeah, I have mixed feelings about how it's been released. On one hand, it is easier to kind of make sure you get everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of, I don't know, it's a little bit weird how at the beginning of these releases that things are spawning in such crazy rates. And then it just like kind of drops. I feel like I almost wish there were a bit more of an even spread of these things. I don't know. Like, for example... Right now, almost zero Gen 1 Pokemon are spawning.
Yes.
That's a little strange.
Which, it makes me sad because I'm still hunting my Rattata medal.
Oh, God. Someone actually cares about that?
Hey, man, I'm up to about almost 120 out of 300, thank you, in almost 2 years.
I couldn't say how many I have. But yeah, it's funny that it's actually kind of hard to catch tiny Rattata.
Mm-hmm. Just a bit. I mean, they're all garbage. They're just evolution fodder. But when you sit on almost 4,600 candies for Rattata, you're just like, I don't care anymore.
Let's talk a little bit more about the weather system.
Yes.
So the interesting thing about this being released now is that in New York City, or at least, you know, my apartment area in Brooklyn, I've seen every single type of weather already.
Yeah, same here, actually.
Yeah, so I've even seen fog, which is probably the rarest one so far.
Yeah, the fog. I was like, ooh, and I didn't really see any dark types. I was like,
yeah.
Really, this is it?
Okay. It was like on and off that day, so I did see a few dark types, but nothing too crazy. There's not a lot, really, for them to...
Yeah,
to go with there.
I get excited for when it gets dark and foggy, and it's like, oh, I might catch that really good Murkrow for next year.
Right.
But nothing. Just
I've been
like
stockpiling a couple of high IV.
Dude, Honchkrow's gonna be a monster.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. That's something to look forward to. There's a lot to look forward to with Gen 4.
Yeah, Gen 4 is gonna definitely flip everything on its head, I feel. Because there's just like a lot of good things gonna come in.
A lot of second and third evolutions.
Yeah. Magnezone.
But on the other hand, of course, the Gen 3 release during the winter has been really kind of dismal.
I don't know why they keep doing this. It's
You know, no one expected them to wait an entire year, really, to release Gen 3. That's what it was, essentially.
Because the first time it was, well, it was 6 months.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we released in July. Right. No, June?
It launched in July.
July, yeah.
Yeah. Early July.
Yeah, July 6th. That's right.
Yeah.
So July 6th, and then in December we got Gen 2. Okay, 6 months, that's all fine and dandy.
Yeah.
But then we wait another year, and it's like, but it's cold now. Why are you releasing these around, I get Christmas events? You could hold off on Ice Pokemon, obviously, until this time comes, but why would you not release the tropical, you know, generation in summer?
Yeah, I mean, it would make more sense. I mean, I get it. There's somewhere on the earth it's summer right now, but like...
It's 5 o'clock. But
Southern Hemisphere probably has a lot fewer players than the Northern Hemisphere.
So. I agree with that, probably. The only thing I could see is like next year at the same time when Gen 4 releases... That'll be appropriate. Sinnoh's a cold place. It's like, but this.
Yeah.
It sucks. I want to go catch the Pokemon, but it's too cold outside.
It's too cold. Exactly. So what I've been doing is basically just luring up the Pokestop near my apartment and just sitting in my apartment and catching stuff for 6 hours. Which, you know, depending on the weather, sometimes, like, you know, once in 6 hours, it might spawn a Ralts or a Slakoth.
Right.
Something along those lines. But yeah, not anything too exciting. It's just like the same six Pokemon over and over again. Spheal,
Metatite.
Occasionally a Snorunt. See, Delibird.
Yeah, see, like things like that make me a little upset because, like, okay, Snorunt's fine because we want that shiny Snorunt. Where are the Electrikes? Where are, you know, more Treecko's? Where are the starters at? It's really hard to get the ones you want. Instead, it's like, here's Metatite, here's the. You're like, I'm tired of Spheal.
I have noticed, a bit of an uptick in starter spawns in the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I've been actually pretty happy about that. I've caught, you know, so when Gen 1 and Gen 2 were released, the fire type starters from each of those generations were pretty rare in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I've caught enough Torchics to evolve it already.
I think I'm almost to that point, but I know what you mean because Central Park was a Torchic mess, thankfully, for a little bit.
I never made it up there. Yes, but I never made it up there. But even from my just walking around town and luring up the stop over here, I have enough Torchic already. Obviously, I've been using Pineapple Berries, so that speeds it up.
Right.
Like that, but I'm impressed because really there hasn't been Torchics or, you know, fire type spawns really in the city at all.
Yeah. Definitely not the biome for it.
Yeah. And I've also, I mean, traditionally we've had water and grass type starters in, you know, especially the grass ones. Spawning pretty much everywhere, but I've actually personally noticed a decent mix of those things. They are slightly more rare than the, you know, the ones that you see, the very common spawns,
right?
But enough that it's been pretty cool. I think they need to take this weather system a step further when it comes to spawns. It should kind of be a little bit more.
It should influence, like, a lot harder than it does now.
I should see a Dratini around when it's what is it? Windy,
yeah.
The dragon type spawn in. I should really be able to see a Dratini around, even if I'm not near the water.
I get you. It would be nice if, like, the weather definitely influenced more. Instead of like, oh, these might spawn a little more, they're a little stronger. It's like, no, this will influence what you are going to see today. It's like, oh,
right. That works a lot better. I should be able to wake up in the morning and be like, oh crap, it's windy out. I got to get out there and catch some dragons. In fact, that's kind of how, like, for the past 2 weeks, I've been looking at the weather report and I haven't been seeing cloudy, windy, partly cloudy, sunny. I've been seeing Pokemon types on the screen.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. It's like dragons with a chance of water type spawns.
Mm. Yeah. I get a little excited when it gets windy too, cause I'm after the psychics right now cause I want a good Medicham.
Yeah.
But, you know, that'll never happen. For some reason, Metatite's poo-poo.
Yeah. I think I have a couple of decent ones. I'll have to take a
peek. Haven't seen any wild Medicham, though, which is odd.
I don't really even bother looking for evolved.
Well, I'm always curious because it's like, oh, they spawn more often. It's like,
do you keep a close eye on NYC Pokemap?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A very close eye in my area. And it's just like, I've never on the map seen Medicham pop up anywhere.
Lately, what I've been doing is using that mostly for raids, not so much as for just the regular spawns.
Well, you got to be in Manhattan to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Or look for the Mawile raid in the area, you know, whatever catches your fancy.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on the weather system?
Really, I just, it needs to be more accurate. Or rather.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I woke up the other day and it was snowing. I was like, ooh, ice types. This is going to be awesome. Clear. Yeah, it was like, it was clear for several hours before it was snowing. And then by the time it actually, the game actually, you know,
it was
decided
dark.
It was snowing, it was not even. It was just the snow stopped.
Oh.
So it lasted like maybe 15 minutes. So.
Nice. The only thing I wish is that it would mix weather in some sort of way. Like, it is windy outside, but it's also clear outside.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, why can't all of
it? I get it to some extent. Like,
but,
you know.
I guess it would be a bit of an overload to have everything powered up, spawning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's the only downside. But it would be nice if it felt more realistic other than, like you said, oh, man, it's snowing. Clear. Huh?
Yeah, right.
Partly cloudy, not a cloud in the sky.
I would focus first on accuracy before anything else. Yeah, it would be nice if it were snowing outside, I would, you know, when I wake up in the morning, that it's actually saying snowing in the game.
Did you notice that, because I think I saw the same one you did, is with that weather, that the snow wasn't as heavy in the game as it was in previous weeks?
Yeah, I'm wondering what that was. I think it...
Does it, like, measure the amounts?
Yeah, I'm wondering if it has to do with day versus night, because I noticed at night it looked, like, much heavier again.
Okay.
Something along those lines. But, yeah, I've definitely also noticed different levels of snow.
Yeah, because, like, I remember it was white for a little bit, and then a couple days ago when it was doing this green with little flurries and said snow, I was like, oh.
Right, right.
That's interesting. It's kind of what it's like.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of cool. Have you noticed also that it's been basically severe weather here for the last week and a half?
Straight? I mean, it's cold.
Luckily, they have enabled it so that you could dismiss the...
Yes. Yeah, I remember when that first dropped, what was it? Nothing would spawn because, please don't go do that.
It's right, like, right. It's like normal spawns for a little while there.
It's like, bro, I can go outside. I'm a big boy.
What I noticed, though, the first week the weather system came out, there was two levels of severity. There was one that just was like a notice. And then, then there was the one that actually just prevents any of the special spawns.
Hmm.
But now, yeah, it comes up with a little notification. You could just say, I'm okay.
Yeah, and, really.
and then go out anyway.
If I was back home, I would be like, okay, there's a tropical storm. I am going to go out and play Pokemon Go. I'm going to catch all these electric types.
Right. And really, they don't know if it's actually severe in your area. Like, you know, it might affect your, you know, general area, but not your specific area.
Right. I can go outside and not be swept away. It's fine.
Yeah. So I'm glad they at least trust us to do that now. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about the weather system. I think overall it's a thumbs up.
Oh, definitely. It's we're definitely moving forward with the game. Thank God.
Yes, we're moving in the right direction. So, yeah, more stuff like this. Niantic, more stuff like this.
Please. You're doing good. The Stardust is nice. Maybe if they give extra candies, maybe just one, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be cool too.
Just a little something, more of a bone, a bigger bone.
A bigger bone. That's the thing. Well, when it comes to Stardust, we need a bigger bone. That's
a much bigger
bone. I think with candy, we're in a pretty good spot right now.
Yeah, I could see that, but I really don't want to buy star pieces.
I don't either, no.
No.
I don't either. I mean, I bought one of the Christmas boxes. Actually, something we could quickly talk about is, there was Christmas boxes and New Year's boxes basically released in the game.
Yeah, as always.
And both sets of them include a new item, star pieces, which increases your Stardust by double.
50%.
Okay, yeah. So why can't they just double it, really?
Just spending money. No, have to make you, because you know the idea behind it. It's you buy it, you use it, but you still need more, so you buy it again.
Yeah. I feel like Stardust is just so like sparse as it is that, you know, when you increase it by 50%, it just doesn't really make a dent.
Not at all. That's 175 plus another 50%. That's barely noticeable.
Yeah.
In the long, when things start taking 4,500, 6,000 Stardust, you're like, oh yeah, 175 plus 50%. Man, I can't do this.
Yeah. So, anyways, I bought one of those boxes, and really the most interesting thing for me was the lures. I forget what other item came with that first set of boxes.
I don't remember. It was the super incubators, the raid passes.
Oh, the super incubators. That was good, too. Because, you know, being that Gen 3 was released, I had a need for incubators, and I was trying to, like, hold out for that. So
super incubators should just be in the game.
They like, kind of really, yeah, and so also Star Pieces should. Like, why, I mean, I guess that means that they're going to have a lot of events for us to buy these things from. But
they
like,
better.
But, I mean, there has been so far. Like, more often than not, there's been a way to get those things.
Right.
So I guess that's kind of their guarantee that they're going to have, we're going to have access to those items. But still, like, why? Why? Why can't I buy a super incubator when like, it's
make
not
the super incubator 300 gold then, you know, make it double since it well, it cuts down by a third.
But, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, increase the price if you want to put it in the game and you feel that way.
Right.
It's
a little bit confusing as to why they decided to do that.
The events are nice. Last year, I think, was a bit of a bust with events. They started off strong. It felt really good. You had, like, the ground, and you had the fire, you had all this stuff, and it stopped cold turkey.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Although I had mixed feelings about the events. Some of the events didn't actually increase spawns of certain types in biomes that didn't have those types.
Right.
You know, so like the ground type event really did not help us much at all.
No, I can't even remember. It's like, oh man, look at all the Geodudes though. And you're like, right. I don't care.
Right. So a place that has Larvitar spawns would have increased Larvitar spawns, but we don't really get those in New York anyway.
No. Those nests are rare and in between.
Right. But maybe in northern Manhattan. They have, like, different biome, I think, than we do in southern Manhattan.
That's right, because it gets more mountainous the further up you go, so that kind of counts towards a different biome.
Yes, I don't know. I don't know what the dividing line is, or, you know.
I know Astoria is, like, that, but mostly water.
Okay.
Which is weird.
Well, I mean, it's by the water, so that makes sense, I guess.
Is Brooklyn.
I mean, it's by the water, but it's not.
We live on an island. Like,
this is true. It's a long... large island, but it's an
island. Still, it's an island. Like, how is it not all water?
We should have all tropical.
I agree. That being said, though, they still haven't released a lot of Pokemon. We're still down. If we're only up to 70, we still have another 60 to go. That's including legendaries.
Yeah, this is a big generation, isn't it?
Yeah, 130.
130, okay.
And I think this one has one of the most legendaries in it, too.
Okay.
Yeah, because you... Yeah. Which the Latiots are going to be interesting. Jirachi's going to be a big player when he comes out, and so is Metagross. I know he's not legendary, but Metagross is going to be big.
Well, yeah, that's going to be big in the meta because like we don't have a proper steel type at this point, do we?
No, we have Steelix and Scizor.
Right,
those amazing Pokemon.
Right. And Steelix is mostly defensive focused, and Scizor is just
Scizor should be more attack focused, but it doesn't have any good moves to attack with.
Right.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, so more news. Let's talk about a bug that was that surfaced with the most recent update. I don't know if you experienced it on Android, but I certainly do on iOS.
What happened?
There's an inventory bug that when you basically do anything in your inventory, your Pokemon inventory, that is, it basically jumps you up to the top of the list. Okay. So it's really annoying when you're trying to evolve stuff.
Oh, things like that. I see what you... Oh. I haven't had that problem.
Or trying to organize your box or do any kind of transferring. It's really annoying. So this was a bug introduced with the most recent update.
Okay.
So hopefully they'll fix that soon, but very annoying.
I've not experienced it yet, thank God.
Well, that's good.
But I haven't really been evolving either. Like, I guess I don't really do a lot in my... I don't do a lot in my inventory.
I find myself having to manage my inventory all the time, because especially when these events are going, there's six-hour lores, I just have a ton of catches, so...
Oh, see, I only have, like, 41 Pokeballs, so I'm just like, catch. Oh, I'm out of Pokeballs, spin, so...
Yeah, gotcha.
And evolutions have just been slow because all we have are those items, and it's just Dragon Scale only works for Kingdra. Kingdra's cool, okay. Metal Coat only works for two other things, okay. Those suck.
At this point, these evolution items are just taking up space.
They are.
I have like about 8 of each of them, and I've been trying to
easily
get rid of as many as I can without feeling dirty about it.
Yeah, like you get those upgrades, you're like, oh man, upgrades.
Yeah.
What do I do with this?
You should be able to trade them for something useful instead of just taking up space. That'd be kind
of
nice.
Trade system would be nice. Same with trade
them for Stardust, perhaps.
Oh my god. Niantic. No, you're getting too far ahead of yourself.
All right.
Same with the Nab berries, though. Just go away. I get the idea, but no.
Even
for gyms at this point, they're not worth it.
It's good to have for gyms at this point. I'll have like, you know, 15 built up between gym visits, and I'll just... you know, put them all into to get some Stardust from the gym.
I guess. But at this point, you have like 400 raspberries.
No, I don't have 400 raspberries. No.
Oh, you don't have 400 raspberries?
Because I've been also using those.
That's fair.
Like, every time I have I keep my inventory of berries relatively low. Because I do hit my inventory max all the time.
Hmm.
Usually because I was, you know, actually after Gen Theory was released, it's not so much of a problem anymore because I used almost all my Ultra Balls. I had like 300 or 400 stocked up.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But yeah, with berries, I've had to keep them very low. So I've been, every time I pass a gym, basically, that my team controls, I've been just
okay
putting berries into it. Because I figure, why not? There's a chance of getting some candy, and also the Stardust, you know, it's minimal, but it's...
Right.
There's no reason for me to hold on to 400 raspberries. So I keep my inventory level between 50 and 100 of most of the berries.
Okay.
But I, what I noticed, though, since the, when they increased the item drops of the... or at least they tweaked the item drops of the raids, I have a lot more golden raspberries once again. So
thank God.
Which is good and bad, because, like... When it was rare, when it was more rare, I actually kind of had to be selective about when I used one. Now I'll power up someone else's Pokemon in a gym just to make sure mine gets.
I'm guilty of that because I try to hold the gyms like around my block kind of thing. Yeah. And you got to have it for 12 hours to get that 50.
Right.
So I see my Blissey going down, golden Raz. Golden Raz here, Golden Raz. It's like, I don't care.
I mean, that's what they're for. But, you know, before, like, when it was a little bit more rare, I thought it was, like, a good level to the point where I felt like, all right, if I'm going to use this, it needs to be a special occasion, not necessarily just throw it away.
Right.
So, and at this point, I have, like, 150 to 200 Golden Raspberries.
Like, I hold on to them, though, just in case, like, something really good spawns. Like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, if it's a Blaziken popped up in front of me, oh, yeah, Ultra Ball, everything.
Just at the same time, I'd be tempted to use a Pineapple on, well, maybe not on a Blaziken, but like, you know, some of the more common spawns.
No, I've been bad, though, with it, too. It's just, like, when I see something I don't have in my Pokedex, I'll just throw the Golden Raspberries. Like, you are not getting away from me.
Yeah.
You're my friend now.
And thank goodness for the increased Pokemon inventory as well.
All 50 slots?
Well, no,
100.
They increased the maximum inventory by 500, I think.
Is it 500?
I think so. Ooh. So you could buy way more than the 50 that they give you.
Okay.
So that's been really nice because I've been, you know, having to manage my inventory very heavily
lately. What's your Pokemon storage up to?
I'm not quite to the top. I think I'm at like, what is it? Maybe 1300 or something.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I just kind of do. When it comes out, when they increase the cap, I kind of just go in.
Okay. I think I'm sitting at like 800.
I basically take a loan out for myself because I did figure out some ways to get some like iTunes gift cards and stuff to just like punch it into the game.
Okay.
But at the same time, I don't want to blow all of it on on inventory, so I take a loan out for myself, and then I like make sure that I go to gyms and get my 50.
That is important. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Any other news that we should discuss before moving on? This is a kind of a big one. Niantic tweeted that new gyms and Pokestops are coming soon.
Yes.
So these are gyms and Pokestops that originate from Niantic's first game, Ingress.
Mm-hmm.
And they have something going on called Operation Portal Recon, which, you know, I think they go and they update pictures and names of existing portals in Ingress.
Mm-hmm.
These eventually become changes in Pokemon Go, too. So they're promising that over the next few days, the tweet was from December 21st, but over the next few days, we should see more new Pokestops. So that should be cool.
If I remember how it works is the high-level Ingress players submit locations that they think were, oh, we want a portal here so we can connect, you know, because Ingress works on connecting lines and things like that.
Yeah.
And then they use that data and they just overlay Pokemon Go on top of it and say, okay, now this is a Pokestop, this is a gym, da-da-da-da-da, and we'll make it a spawn
point. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it's like points of interest. You know, their very first app, Niantic, I forget what it's called, it was basically like just an app where you walk around and you
Keith would know. Yeah.
You just check out these random points of interest basically in the app. It's just a way to discover your neighborhood. So, you know, in order to do that, they were, you know, they pulled data that existed, right? But everything else, like the little random murals and whatever else becomes a Pokestop nowadays.
Yeah, like the one by you.
That all comes from Ingress.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like the one on my corner. That's not something that's going to be part of Google Maps data. That's going to be, you know, something that an Ingress player submitted for as a portal.
Right.
So, Anyway, so that should be exciting. I don't know. I haven't seen any new ones pop up myself. I don't know if you've noticed any, but
nothing around
granted,
my area.
I haven't really exactly been
maybe in Manhattan. As much.
Yeah, maybe. But I think it most likely is going to affect rural players more than
I hope
us
so.
City folk.
I'll be amazed if I go visit my parents again and there's just like it. If you saw how bad it was, like going to, there's 2 miles up to the highway from my parents' house, and then there's a church there. Okay, that's a Pokestop. Now you have a choice. You either go down the main highway or you go down the side street. Down the side street, there's a couple of cemeteries. Those are Pokestops, a gym here. As you go down the road, you have 7 total on a stretch of 5 miles.
Wow.
And 3 gyms. That, it is hard.
So you have to drive to play Pokemon Go, pretty much.
Or you just book it like me and you get on your bike and you pedal it.
Okay, yeah, biking works too.
It's good to bike, but at the same time, when it came out, then you hit that August heat in New Orleans. It is 110 at least. And you're just like, I gotta spin these stops.
Yeah.
So I really hope they add more. It'd be nice to see more going on because there are plenty of spaces. Like, it's an older town, so there's plenty to go off of.
Yeah. All right. Well, you'll have to report back next time.
Yes. That being said, Niantic's very sneaky about this.
Yeah.
It's a good way to increase your Ingress player base as well as your Pokemon Go player base. If you use Ingress to influence it, it's like, oh, if we play Ingress, we can make our other game better.
I just find it interesting that the work that the Ingress players put into that game benefits them in other ways. Like,
that's fair.
I'm sure they'll also use the same exact data for the, I mean, really, that's Niantic's value, is this data.
Yes.
That they've created a game in order to collect, which is, I don't know, it's interesting to me. And they'll probably also use it on their upcoming Harry Potter game.
Oh, Lord.
It's supposed to be a collaboration with, what is it, Time Warner Brothers, whatever.
Whoever owns it, yeah. And it's Universal, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's Warner or something.
Probably. Oh,
at least making the game. Maybe they did the films.
I'll be honest, who cares?
Yeah. I don't so much.
I'm sure listeners out there love it or are looking forward to it. Joey and I just don't really care about Harry Potter that much.
I mean, I enjoy it. I read all the books.
Do you care
but I'm
enough
not
about
a super fan.
To go out and spin the Sorcerer's Stones and collect your wands? And like, I have no idea how this
probably
is going to play.
Probably not. We'll
I hope.
See.
I hope
we'll
it's see. Good.
Yeah, I hope it's good too. There's a lot of really dedicated Harry Potter fans out there. So.
Oh yeah.
All right.
So how was your Christmas, by the way?
My Christmas. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to bring up. Christmas was nice. And I was really looking forward to it because I got a raid invite for Christmas.
That's right. You got
an EX raid invite. Ah. My first one ever. And of course, there was a giant uproar about it because it was on Christmas Day. And
4:30 on Christmas Day in the afternoon.
I would have been able to pull that off. Really, the big holiday for me is Christmas Eve. So
right.
Christmas Day, I'm just hanging out with my family. Not really.
I gotta go. Where are you going, Joe? I gotta go catch the Pokemon.
I gotta go dip out for a few hours to catch Mewtwo. See you guys.
Pokemon master.
Yeah. So anyways, here's my experience with the X-Raid system. So first off, I get this invite. I was very excited. I actually got a notification saying, hey, you're invited to X-Raid. Then I go into my game, and I look for where the raid is located. And of course, it was at a Sprint store, but there was nothing obvious actually telling me that.
No.
Instead, it says the name of the gym, which is Free Pokecoins. Like, I was like, oh, great. Okay. So then on the EX invite, it says get directions.
Mm-hmm.
You press the button, it does nothing.
So, nice. I like it.
I mean, I had a pretty good idea of which Sprint store it was because right. I do concentrate on one specifically, but really, there was no easy way for me to figure that out. What I ended up having to do to confirm that it was at this gym is I had to go into my gym badges. And when you tap on the gym badge,
right.
It'll actually show a little extra EX Raid Pass icon next to it.
That's convoluted.
Yeah. Yeah. obviously not what they intended. So to be the only way to do that. There is a get directions button. It just doesn't work. At least didn't for me in iOS. So I don't know. Mm. And then a few days go by.
Getting close to Christmas.
Yeah, it's getting closer to Christmas. I'm getting pumped. You know, actually, a friend of ours, KC, got an invite to the same exact raid,
mm-hmm.
which he was pissed off about because he couldn't make it to it. It just disappeared out of nowhere. No notification, nothing. It just
nothing in your journal.
No. Oh, maybe in the journal, but I didn't really think to look there.
Mm.
But yeah, it was really disappointing. I think they're supposed to give you a couple free items when that happens, when they get canceled.
Here's a raid pass. Here's some Stardust. Like, oh, thanks, man.
The thing that was a drag, like, I get it. They were canceling some of these Christmas raids because they were in locations that were closed, like in a mall.
Okay, that's but weird.
This is a sprint store outside of like a, you know.
And outside of a landmark. It's in the middle of Manhattan.
And, yeah, and outside of a giant landmark, basically. So. No one goes in the store to take part in these raids anyway. So no. Why not just let it go? Like, I assume that it's because the sprint store is closed for Christmas, but it just doesn't make any sense. I just don't
know why they couldn't push the date back.
Right. It's like, it's a week later now. I still haven't gotten another invite, so.
And you probably won't. That's the sad thing.
The sad thing is I probably won't.
You got to go hit up that same sprint store exactly. Over and over yeah. And hope that in like a month or two when they put up the new ones. You're part of that group.
So I've been burned by the EX raids.
Very hard.
Just like everyone else has.
It's okay.
So yeah, I'll just have to go out there in the now 20 degree weather / 10 degree weather / whatever it's going to be. Before wind chill. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Before wind chill.
In the snow.
And kind of just, yeah, frostbite will be worth it if I could get a Mewtwo, right?
I mean, I hope it's good. I'm still... a little myth that, like, when they released the Legendaries originally at the Go event in Chicago and then the one in Japan as well, that they were just free Pokemon.
Right.
Like, you just
well, I mean, yeah, part throw of it was the ball. I think they messed up.
So they didn't mess up the Mewtwo event.
They didn't mess up the Mewtwo event. Yeah, that's true.
And it was just, here's a free Mewtwo. And I just watched it and I'm just, that's not fair. What?
Yeah, I don't know. Like
why can't it be
paying for admission and stuff like that? Why can't it be that
everybody gets one? Like, okay, my first legendary Pokemon. Wow, I want to play more of this. Not, it ran away. Miss.
Yeah. I mean, they still haven't cracked the events yet. Clearly, they still have no idea how to do that at this point. So.
Let's just put it in a park. Now make it bigger. No cell service. Right. Everyone gets something. You didn't have to. We could have just taken a train to Chicago and caught like a million Articunos.
Well, part of the thing was that I don't know if the Articunos were affected by this, but at least part of the spawns and stuff that they increased in the radius of the event was for only for people who paid for admission and
and have access and
submitted their codes or scanned their QR code, whatever it was.
No, because the Articuno. Well, maybe it was just for the passes then. That the Articunos were just, like, green, easy to catch.
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
I'd hope so, because that would be some real questionable stuff happening.
I don't know.
I just live by the park. I caught, like, 8 Articunos.
It would be nice if we had a actually cool event one day that worked.
It's something. I'm surprised we haven't had one.
Yeah, especially in New York. Like, come on.
Come on, guys. It might be harder because because you could just do the pay for a pass thing. That makes sense. And people have access to certain data. But it's saying, I guess they want to keep it closed in. But why?
Yeah, I don't know. They're just not prepared to do something like that.
Yeah, not at all.
So I guess they'll probably focus more on game-wide events, which...
I'm fine with that. I'm
mostly fine with that, you know? It's cool.
If we want to go to an event, just go to Grand Army Plaza.
But that being said, make the rewards for these events... equivalent to the to the location specific events.
Why are Lapras still rare?
Yeah,
in this event, that's what I'm wondering. Like, I've seen them around the map, but I'm just like, aren't they supposed to be more common now?
Yeah, I feel like their decisions with spawn rates.
A little past the point of making Lapras rare? It's not even. Yeah. It's not even that good.
And well, there's also the raids still though, so maybe that's their excuse.
Don't give them Lapras. It'll be Groudon too easily.
All right. So how has Gen 3 changed the meta for you? Anything of note at this point?
Groudon. Like I said earlier, Groudon's just a monster.
Yeah.
Like, just the fact that it's a pure ground type, gets Earthquake, gets Mud Slap?
The good one.
Whereas Rhydon gets... What is Maradon? It's the other one. Yeah. Mudshot.
Yeah.
It's one of those that's bad. One of those is good.
Yeah.
But it's a pure ground type. It's gigantic. It maxes out way big. And it's just like, it impacts everything. It doesn't matter if you're, Gyarados, I don't care, I'm Groudon.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been good, though. Other than that, it's been, you know, like, good psychic types, good, decent fighting types. Nothing compares to Machamp still, which is weird to say, because you have Hariyama, you have Breloom,
right.
you know, have Medicham, but they're just not as good. Because I guess they're not third stage. I guess that's what it is.
I guess, yeah.
Or second stage, rather, and then...
But the thing is, you have a lot of new third stage Pokemon in Gen 3, like Sfeel's third evolution, which I'll never
remember. Walrein.
Yeah, that one.
Is really a mediocre.
Right.
Which is...
That's the thing. You have these mediocre third...
which doesn't make sense. Why? Why wouldn't you make, like, the big second stage ones like, oh man, here they are, I want this. Not...
It's been disappointing. Disappointing that most of the... starter evolutions have been meta irrelevant for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple exceptions now.
Gen 2 is, I think Feraligatr was it for Gen 2. Charizard's been good. Venusaur's okay. And Blastoise is just kind of there.
Yeah.
And then no one cares about Typhlosion or Meganium. Right. But Sceptile and Blaziken have been pretty good. Swampert, I haven't really heard a lot about.
Right, right. Yeah, I've not seen that around. But yeah, Blaziken is at least one of the better fighting types, oddly enough.
Well, yeah, you gotta love Blaziken.
Right, right. And what's the Sceptile is straight, is pretty good. Straight grass?
Straight grass.
Okay. That's nice, yeah. It's like, what, probably the first one that's strict.
Meganium.
Meganium is grass, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Torterra is going to be nice, though, when you get that grass ground.
Grass Ooh. Ground, yeah. It's a good combo.
But yeah, no, it's just, it has been really... lacking almost, like, it's a little disappointing. You just want to catch them to fill up your Pokedex now,
yeah,
but at the same time you're like, oh, can I fight with any of these? A handful.
So how would you compare the meta in Pokemon Go to the meta in the main series games? Would you say that there's a more even spread of, like, more meta relevant Pokemon in the main series generations? Okay, so it's just kind of like a,
I mean, I'd say in Pokemon Go, you have...
franchise-wide problem.
Pokemon Go, you have more of a relevant thing going on. Because you can just... you can use whatever you want. If you power it up enough, or you do good at dodging, you can use anything you want, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are Pokemon that stand above the others. But compared to, like, the main series metagame, where it is very centralized, like...
right.
These Pokemon... are good. You and will use these.
I watch a video online of, like, any the you know, the
VGCs.
The VGCs, it's all, like, the same Pokemon with the
same like
four moves.
2016, I made a delightful picture about it. It was just Yveltal, Xerneas, a Mega Kangaskhan, and then insert two whatever you want kind of thing. It's just, okay.
Yeah.
This sucks.
I mean, I guess the weather system... goes a little bit, you know, it goes somewhere in the right direction, at least in terms of,
yeah, like, it can make even your mediocre ones semi, you know, on par.
Yeah.
Like, you go into a Groudon raid with, like, a Walrein. Oh man, it's snowy outside. I've got this.
Right. Right.
And then hit you with Fire Blast.
But still, you know, it needs to go a little bit further, because this game is going to be, you know, when it's fully realized, it's going to have all the generations in it. It's going to be a lot. So, I don't want I don't want 90% of my Pokemon to be completely useless, and it's just a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at this point, I want to tell them, like, don't bother making battle animations for, like, Delibird. Like, no one's going to use it in battle.
No,
except it's just to watch it once and then stop. Like, just don't bother. Like, don't spend your resources that way.
It throws the present from its butt bag.
No one cares about early game Pokemon when they're, like, level 40, you know?
No. Like, Raticate was fun for... he was a nice little meme for a bit where it's like, oh, man, bite Hyper Beam.
It's not like we're starting at level 1 every time a generation comes out. So you need some way to make it a little bit more interesting.
It does make me sad, though, because you see things... we discussed this in person before where it's like, oh, man, I wish Ledeon were decent. They could have done so much with that because it's a cool Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Ferret could be fun, you know? A lot of things could just be fun. And then... it worries me because Gen 5 is going to come out eventually, and there's a lot of garbage Pokemon in that gen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... it's like there's this very fine line between this is good, you will never look at these again.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess really the primary thing about this game is the collecting and, like, the the battling is obvious, you know, it's more dumbed down and sort of, you know.
I mean, I get that the adventure is the prize, is the whole thing behind Pokemon Go, but give me something more than I walked around the corner once and got what I needed and walked back inside for the day.
Exactly, yeah. Especially with the folks that are really, you know, looking at the map very, you know.
Yeah, like
looking at the map and finding really high IV Pokemon and things like that. I don't know. It's to some extent.
No, it'd be really nice if it felt more, more sense of accomplishment at the end of the day instead of, all right, I got one good thing for the day. Done.
Yeah. So anyway, it's something for Niantic to think about. I don't know if at this point, if there's much more they could really.
Not that I can think of.
Do. There's not like really a low hanging fruit at this point. The weather system was a big one, but.
Make the maps look a little more realistic. That's, I don't know. Because I remember when they first pitched the game, they had a really nice looking like map. It looked detailed. You're like, wow, look, these are buildings. This is a road, not just green, gray, sky.
I saw some screenshots of like sunsets at some point, like demos. I don't know. That looked really cool.
I get that that's probably a little bit in the future right now, but at the same time, don't go on, don't step off on that foot. Don't be like, oh, well, it can do this. And then you get in the game. It's just, what am
trading.
I looking at? What? Trade. PvP?
PvP.
What?
Yeah. I guess those two would...
Trading's almost moot at this point.
Would sort of kind of add something to the game. But at the same time, the swipey, tappy...
It's not good.
PvP is just not going to be...
Like, what's the point?
...as exciting, yeah.
No. Like, trading, again, is almost, unfortunately, moot at this point.
Yeah.
There's only, like, what? There's Mr. Mime, Seviper, Minun, Kangaskhan, and Relicanth. Yeah. And then I guess Heracross, Corsola, but we can get those if we just travel a little bit.
Right.
We don't have to go out of our country to get them.
Which, the one region exclusive that I caught is now irrelevant. Thanks, Niantic.
Everyone has at least 10 of them, and they're all garbage.
They're all garbage. You know, the one thing I did notice is that I got of the few that I caught in Japan, which it was actually difficult to find them, are decent IVs. I have a couple high IV ones there.
Okay.
I think, of the ones that the 30 or 40 that I caught here, not many of them were high IVs.
So they keep all the good ones where they belong, and they let all the trash out in America. Okay, I see how it is, Niantic.
So I guess that's one reason to go to Japan, but...
I think it was the same. Like, my Kangaskhan's kind of garbage, but compared to Australian ones, like, they're way higher.
Right.
I don't know, maybe.
All right, couple more things that I want to talk about before we wrap up. These things are a bit more on the line of New York specific.
Yes.
First off, I wanted to give a quick... every other week we'll go into new nests that pop up.
Uh-huh.
But one notable one that I wanted to mention this week is Central Park is a Corphish nest right now. So that's one that I actually have not caught yet. So
stock up for that Crawdaunt.
That's interesting to me.
I hope Crawdaunt's good. Kingler sucks.
Crawdaunt, is that...
Dark Water.
Dark Water, okay. And that's in Gen 3? That's one that you could currently get? Okay.
Yeah, that's what Corphish evolves into. It's just, it's really nice. It's really cool. I just hope it's not Kingler, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dark. That means it gets a better...
Kingler just has terrible moves. That's part of the problem.
It's like, God, Gen 1 was so disappointing. Seeking Kingler. Oh, my God. You know how many Seeking candies or Golden candies I have?
Really? Well, yeah, exactly. I have millions. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
They're very common in New York.
Like, 100% Goldeen. Goodbye.
Yeah.
No.
Other
than that, yeah, Corphish Nest. Definitely hit it up while you can. It's got a week and 2 days and some out. You know how it goes. You have until next Thursday.
Right. So, yeah, I think in New York it's 7 p.m. that nests change. So,
yes.
7 p.m. on Thursday. The other thing I wanted to discuss was the weather report. It looks like we are going to have another several days of below freezing weather in New York City.
God bless.
The good news, though, is that looks like it'll be... we'll have a good range of weather types in the game on each day. So it's looking like, early next week we'll have a couple sunny days, some cloudy days, even some wind and snow.
Is there rain coming up? Oh, my goodness. There is rain, not snow coming up.
Well, yeah, that's all the way next Tuesday, though. So
look, man, get hype.
Yeah, exactly. Get hype for the rain. We want those water types.
Electric type, bug type. Oh,
yeah. But yeah, the temperature at least will start to increase as of about a week from when this recording goes out. So hopefully we'll be able to get outside again after that.
It'll only be in the upper 30s.
Yeah, upper 30s, like a low 40s.
It'll be nice. I mean, it'll be decent. You don't have to go outside in the heaviest of everything. You can go outside maybe in just one jacket.
Right, right. You could be outside for more than 10 minutes and not have frostbite.
Might be inclined to go around the park a little more.
All right. Anything else we want to discuss before we wrap up?
Not that I can really think of. Like, okay. For now, I think we've hit a lot, yeah.
Cool. All right, well, thanks for listening. We are slowly getting our email situation set up. I don't know 100% what our email address will be yet, but I'm going to hopefully get that information very soon. So if you want the latest updates on that, check out our website, level5radio.com. With that, thanks for listening. I'm Joey.
I'm Adele.
We'll see you next time.